Brentford, so I think that was a good draw away to Brentford. So Brentford have been doing reasonably well in League One, and Sheffield Wednesday will be very, very difficult for them to play the way they did last season, when they got to the playoff final. But I think that was a credible draw. Any Owls fans, you can call in the show at 11:30 as well. Want your views if you were at the game. And Nottingham Forest, so what a brilliant result for them at home, winning 3-1 against Leeds. So it's always a very, very tough game, especially against Leeds. And to win at home comfortably 3-1, that was a brilliant performance. So all any of my Nottingham Forest fans listening out there, especially you guys on Dawn FM, I want you to call in. So note this number, 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And I want your views at 11:30. So Nottingham Forest 3, Leeds 1. And so that was in the Championship on the 27th of August. And what I'll do now, I'll just give you the table. So keep you up to speed and let you know where they are. So in the Championship, believe it or not, Huddersfield are, which is not too far from Sheffield, you know, where our studios are. They're currently at top of the Championship. Played 5, 13 points. Fulham are second, with played 5, 11 points. And Barnsley's win against Rotherham moved in into third place. Played 5, 9 points. Newcastle are in fourth. They've also played 5 with 9 points. QPR and Bristol City, who are fifth and sixth, they've also got 9 points. And Nottingham Forest, with their win, are currently seventh. So they're one place below the playoffs, and they've also got 9 points. So that's your top seven. In regards to Sheffield Wednesday, unfortunately, they're 19th with 5 points from 5 games. And in the bottom three, you've got Rotherham in the 22nd position, played 5, 4 points. Preston played 5, 3 points. And Blackburn, they're really, really struggling. They've played 5 games and only 1 point. So I reckon Blackburn already gone relegated this early in the season. I know it's too early to say, but the way they've played this season, they look nailed on for relegation, because there's a big gap between them already and safety, because Aston Villa are in 16th with 5 points and they're 4 points behind. So it's going to be very, very tough. I can't see Blackburn coming out the relegation zone, which would be disappointing. And Rotherham, I think they will survive just about. They might finish in the 21st position end of the season, the way they've been performing. So those were your tables in the Championship. And if I give you the results in League One, and then we can talk about the Blades as well, and then can update you regarding them as well. And any of the football I've spoken about, like I said, you can call in 0114-2425-200 and I'll update you accordingly. So if we look at in League One regarding Sheffield United, the Blades, their match was on the 27th of August, and a great win at home, 2-1 against Oxford United. So it was a great performance, and it was good to see that they won at home, and they won 2-1 at home to Oxford. It wasn't an easy game, but they did well to win that game. And if I just give you the table in League One, so at the moment you've got in League One, because as you know, Bolton got relegated last season, so they're in League One. And as you know, until recently they were playing regulars in the Premier League. So at the moment in first position in League One, you've got Bolton, played 5, 13 points. Bradford are second, played 5, 11 points. And the playoff positions in League One, you've got Scunthorpe in third, Portwell, Millwall and Gillingham. So they're third, fourth, fifth and sixth. All played 5 games, 10 points. And in terms of Sheffield United, they're just one position out of the relegation zone. So they're in 20th. So they played 5, 4 points. And then in the relegation zone, you've got Shrewsbury, who played 5 in 4 points in 21st position. In 22nd position, you've got Coventry, played 5, 3 points. Rochdale played 5, 2 points. And Wimbledon, rock bottom, played 2 points. So there's not much difference between 24th and 13th, really. There's only 4 points difference between all those sides. So it's not looking good for Sheffield United at the moment, but I'm sure they've got enough quality to stay up. And it's a shame they can't kick on and get into the Championship, but it is what it is. And the final team what I need to talk about is Notts County. For those Notts County fans, especially those listening on Dawn FM 107.6 in Nottingham, then I'll just update you regarding them. And they've had they haven't had a really brilliant season either themselves, but I'll update you regarding them as well. And if I just update you accordingly, so in the league, because as you know, Notts County play, unfortunately, in League 2, and Notts County played on the 27th of August, and they had a brilliant win away to Crawley, because Crawley have done recently very well in the league, and they won 3-1 away to Crawley, and that was a magnificent performance by Notts County. So any Notts County fans out there, you done well in that away game. So if you were there, let us know your thoughts as well. And if I just update you on League 2. So at the moment, you've got Morecambe played 5, 12 points lead the League 2. Then you've got Luton in second, played 5, 10 points. Doncaster are in third, played 5, 10 points as well. So they occupy the automatic positions. And then in the playoff positions, you've got Colchester, Mansfield, 4th and 5th with 10 points. And then you've got Carlisle and Plymouth in 6th and 7th. They've got 9 points from their 5 games. And Notts County, like I said, they're doing reasonably well. They're in 11th at the moment, played 5, 7 points. So if they can kick off from that, because they're only 2 points outside, 2 points outside the playoff position, so if they can maintain that form, then they could sneak into a playoff position at end of the season. So good, best of luck to them. And in 21st place, so yes, in 21st place we've got in the league, League 2, sorry, we've got Stevenage, who are just outside the relegation zone, 5 games, 4 points. And in the relegation zone, you've got Exeter in 23rd, played 5, 3 points, and Cambridge played 5 and 2 points. So those are all your results in the various leagues. And as you know, this weekend we've got the internationals. So what I'm going to do now for the next 6 minutes or so is just update you regarding the internationals that are happening. And then after the break, I'll update you with all the information live I have of the transfer deadline day. So if any information I mentioned between 11:30 and end of the show, that'll be what is up to date. And anything happens after that that is of any significance, then I'll mention it on the show next week, this time next week, between 10 and 12. So going on to the fixtures that are happening in the internationals regarding the qualifiers, I'll just give you that information regarding the home teams so you can be up to speed. So what I'm going to do now is give you the fixtures, and the fixtures start this weekend actually for the World Cup 2018 in Russia. So I'm just going to update you with those results as well. And because there've been a few friendlies, so I'll ignore that now. And then I'll give you that information. So on the, I believe the 2nd of September, let me go back and give you those information. So there should be, as I mentioned, they should be starting on the 2nd of September, if not the 3rd. Let me just double check the information I've got here. So if I go to the 3rd of September, actually, before I forget, on 3rd of September, we do have games in League 1. Let me see if there's any local teams playing on 3rd. So in League 1, we haven't. And in League 2, we've got Notts County playing at home against Grimsbury. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff on